Chris Cottrell with you here on KDB Sports, talking with Jeremy Reimers, the new head football coach over at Bridgeport. Talked earlier this morning with outgoing head coach Jared Dean as he resigns, steps away, spends some time with his family. So, Coach, you've been on staff for the last 2 years. Congratulations on getting this job. Before we get into that, let's maybe educate everybody on your football playing career and coaching career. How'd all this get started for you?
Yeah. Well, so I'm originally from the area. I went to Layton High School. I played under Glenn Lipska, who's still there right now, and then went on to play college football at Dillon College, played there for 4 years. Then when I got done, I got my first teaching job in McCook, and I was under Coach Gross there for 2 years, learned a lot while I was there, a lot of good stuff there. Obviously, it's a pretty good program. Most people in the area know that, and then I ended up making my way back to the home area, mainly helped my dad farm, and then obviously I wanted to do some coaching as well. And so then the job ended up coming open, and here I am.
So 2 years, Coach Dean said, these last two seasons as defensive coordinator. Did you have any idea this was something he was thinking about doing? How surprised were you when you got the news, and was it something immediately that you wanted to try and jump on and lock this job down?
I was actually a little surprised when he initially told me that he was thinking about maybe stepping down, but my first reaction was I obviously was immediately very interested in the job. It's been a goal, I guess, of mine to be a head coach at a program somewhere someday. I didn't know how fast or soon it would happen, but I guess happened sooner rather than later, I guess.
So you spent some time at McCook. Obviously, you learned a lot of football, but you also heard a lot of great stories, didn't you?
Yeah. Coach Gross definitely likes to tell stories, that's for sure.
Let's talk a little bit about what you'd like to hang your hat on as a head coach, both sides of the football, where you want to make your money with this program.
I think in any high school sport, obviously, if you're a good football team in high school sports, even if you look at even Scott's Bluff this year, if you're good on stopping the run and running the football, you're going to have a lot of good things in the football program. And one of my big components to improve, because like at Bridgeport High School, we're a smaller C2 school, and so numbers sometimes limit us and things like that. So size-wise, on like offensive line, defensive line, to be able to do those things, run the ball and stop the run, one of my big components is the weight room aspect for those kids as well, getting them in the weight room, lifting, all that kind of stuff.
A couple of things you touched on. You said small C2 school and the word numbers. I know it's been tricky, especially with the amount of teams out here in the panhandle that have had to drop a class, whether it be from 11-man to 8-man, 8-man down to 6. Long-term, how much longer do you think Bridgeport can play 11-man football?
Long-term, I think we'll be 11-man. I think next year there's a good class coming up, and then we got a really strong number-heavy junior class right now. I think next year we'll be pushing 40 kids. There'll be maybe 1 or 2 years in there. I know that will be maybe do we drop down to 8-man or do we stay 11? But then I kind of, everyone looks to the elementary, how many boys there are. And then, like, it might be 1 or 2 years, but then after there'll be a lot of boys coming back through. So it kind of cycles, and I guess when we reach that point, we'll get there. But I have a feeling we'll end up staying 11-man.
You haven't been on staff the last two seasons. You have a good feel for what this football program has to offer right now. What's the future for Bridgeport football hold as far as some of the kids you have returning and some of the guys you've got coming up?
Saw some really good things this year. A couple standout players for us this last year. Obviously, Cole Fessler at quarterback. We'll be looking at him to come back this next year. Did some really good things for us, and I think he'll have a really good – he really broke out at the end of this year, at end of the year this last year, and I think he'll just continue to improve next year. Also, some kids on the offensive, defensive line to mention. We also got Nate Ramick returning next year. He's done really good things for us, mainly on the defensive line at defensive end the last 2 years. And then some kids who have been busting their tail in the weight room for me would be Brady Newkirk and Cade Loomis, looking to do some good things too. And then a couple of sophomores maybe looking to get into the mix of things too. Like we got some from last year's freshman class, maybe kid like Dylan Metz or things like that looking to get into the rotation this year too at tailback.
Outstanding stuff. Brand new head football coach at Bridgeport, Jeremy Reimers. Coach, appreciate the time and look forward to chatting with you more as we get towards summer here in a few months. And before you know it, it'll be summertime. Weight room will be packed and then fall camp rolls around. So now that you're in charge, I think time's going to fly a lot quicker than it has as an assistant coach, that's for sure. But man, thanks a lot and look forward to chatting with you down the road, Coach.
All righty. Thank you.